Palestinian groups have warned against an upcoming visit by the Israeli Prime Minister to a mosque in the West Bank city of Hebron, also known as Al-Khalil. Both Fatah and Hamas say that Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Al-Ibrahim Mosque would have dangerous repercussions, further escalating tensions in the region. The Palestinian groups added that they won't sit idle to face such an escalation. They also blame Netanyahu for trying to exploit holy sites in the West Bank as part of his campaign ahead of the March 17 elections. Earlier, Israeli media reported that Netanyahu was organizing a visit to a settlement in the adjacent Jewish community in Al-Khalil, which is often a flashpoint of violence between Israelis and Palestinians. Saeed Nimr is a professor of political science from at Birzeit University, joining us from occupied Ramallah. Saeed Nimr, obviously a couple reasons perhaps this visit by Netanyahu. One would be for his elections, I guess, upcoming. The other is just to stir up the Arab-Palestinian population and try to have them react and then have its forces come down on them.
Well, good evening. As a matter of fact, while Netanyahu visit to Hebron, I think he had calculated that quite well. On the one hand, he want to say that to the electors in Israel, and especially the settlers, he would like to get the settlers in Hebron and all over to support him, and this is obvious for his campaign in the elections. But at the same time, if that brought in a reaction by the Palestinians and there will be an escalation of violence in the area, also that will work in his favor from his point of view. So on both sides, he would have a situation of win-win always in this situation. And that's why he's insisting on going and visiting the Ibrahimi Mosque. As a matter of fact, it is this visit is absolutely provoking the Palestinians, provoking everything, in spite of the Palestinian warning to Netanyahu and to Israel that this is exactly like the situation when Sharon in the year 2000 decided to visit Al-Aqsa Mosque, and after that the Second Intifada broke. Now the situation is similar. Anyway, the Palestinian community, generally speaking, in the West Bank and in Gaza are absolutely boiling because there is no hope in the future. There is no political process, and definitely there are lots of Israeli measures against the Palestinians would make the whole Palestinian community frustrated and up to explosion at any moment. A visit like that might cause a kind of an explosion. I hope that the Palestinians will do, but we will see what would happen. But generally speaking, I would say that at least at the beginning of this visit, there will be a reaction by the Palestinians, especially in Hebron and all of the Palestinian city, to reject the visit of Sharon, and especially that Sharon, of Netanyahu. And we know that Netanyahu is going to bring with him also a lot of soldiers, high number of soldiers to protect him during that visit, especially it is in the heart of the Hebron city. And there will be a demonstration definitely, and there will be a clashes with the Israeli. But to what extent that would escalate to a level of a third intifada or not, this is still need more discussion and more looking at it. I don't think that might lead to a third intifada, but at least there will be an uprising, at least regarding this event, and to protest this event strongly by the Palestinians.
Thank you very much, Saeed Nimr, professor of political science there at Birzeit University. Thank you.